my confusion, I broke her body into pieces. The monster left, saying, "I will be with you on your wedding night." The next day, the police arrested me. I was accused of the murder of a young man. They showed me the body. It was my friend, Henry. My monster had claimed his third victim. They put me in prison, but in the end, I was proved innocent. I was haunted by what the monster had said about my wedding night, and I wanted to destroy him. On our wedding night, I was checking for the monster outside when I heard screams. I ran upstairs, only to find Elizabeth dead. The monster was at the window. He laughed before he ran off into the night. The destruction of the monster was now my only aim. I followed him all over the earth. The Mediterranean, the Black Sea, Russia. But he always escaped. He went north. I followed him to the frozen wastes of the Arctic. But he was one step ahead. I was drifting on a piece of broken ice when... Dear Captain, you found me. I'm dying. Please believe my tale, and promise me you will do all you can to kill this monster.
Those were his last words. He died in my cabin. I went out, and then I heard strange noises. When I returned to my cabin, I saw the monster. A horrible creature, kneeling next to Frankenstein, and crying. He told me how miserable he had been, and how guilty he felt. He wanted to die, and assured me he would destroy himself. Then he jumped out of the cabin window onto the ice, and was taken away by the waves into the darkness.